Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I have the email address on the account, please?
lynn.m.rose.1946@yahoo.com.
All righty, thank you. You may have your first and
Yes.
last name, please.
My first name is Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Last name Rose, R-O-S-E.
All right, thank you. So I have found the account for carhistory.online. And how can I help you?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm looking this up for my niece. You know, my niece bought a 2018 Nissan Sentra from a dealership here where I live, and they just took her to the cleaners, Asia. It was horrible. And I swear to you, it's been an accident or something. I mean, the whole roof looks like it wasn't that looks. It has waves down it. The back bumper is not attached because the bracket's all bent to hell. It's got blue in inside the doors and everything else. And she's not a very, this is her first kind of new car, and she was really took to the cleaners, and I was just trying to check on it and see if there's anything that I could use in order to maybe get her money back via the car salesman. But I don't know, do you have this in front of you, or don't you? It says it there's 2018 Nissan Sentras, and they're all wrecked, but I don't know if one of those was her car or not. How does this Carfax thing work? I'm not sure.
Okay, so that VIN number, it'll pull it up for her car, because that VIN number is just for her car.
Okay, well, let me get where I'm at. Okay, I'm on. It shows all the equipment, and then I get included features, and then after all that, I go down past all of that. Okay, go past all that, and it shows similar. It says similar vehicles for auction. That doesn't mean one of these cars was hers, does it?
Oh, okay. No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I mean, I just can't figure it out, Asia, because, you know, she didn't know what to look for, nothing else. And I went down through it, and the prices, and they didn't put too many miles on it, according to this articles and stuff, but you know, but then they bought it via the auction, I believe, and then they brought it back and didn't do much to it, didn't do hardly anything to it at all, and they sold it to my niece for $12,000, and it wasn't for $12,000. I took it to a body shop, and there's at least $4,000 damage to the vehicle, you know, so yeah. It's crazy, Asia. I just thought maybe I may be able to help her out. But, you know, she already signed on the dotted line and everything else. And I think she was just took to the cleaners up that proverbial creek, as we say. So I don't think there's much I can do to help her. I don't know. It's crazy. I think she's kind of up the proverbial creek, because she wasn't, it said it would come from Montana, then it said it was out in Atlanta, Georgia, and everything else, so I don't know, it just I don't think we can do anything, can we, Asia?
Not really.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, we went and talked to the salesman last night, and I said, you know, I said, it almost looked like this has been an accident. And I said, or maybe somebody turned back the odometer. I know they can't turn back the odometer. And she said, well, that's kind of funny. She says, well, when we went in to sign the paper, she said there were three different papers, and then there were three different mileages on each individual paper. And I'm going, well, you know, oh well. So anyway, okay, Asia, sorry to take up your time, but I mean, it's telling me a lot of stuff, but not the stuff I want to hear. So I guess she's just gonna have to live with this piece of junk for. She got 4 years to pay it off. So okay, Asia, I'll let you go. Again, I want to thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it, and you have a nice day. Okay, thanks,
thank
Asia.
Thank you. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye bye. You bet. Bye bye.